Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Time out. Cortland, appreciate you joining me. I'm going to start out the show talking about gold with a gentleman who I have the utmost respect for. He knows an awful lot about this particular commodity, along with others. His name is Bron Sucecki. Bron is involved with the Perth Mint. Boy, talk about a remote. Big Al is in the northwestern corner of the United States, about as far northwest as you can get, and Bron is in Australia, specifically in Perth. Bron, you were telling me off the air that you're noticing a bit of a pickup in demand by the Chinese. Can you talk about that a little bit right now?
Yeah, sure. We had, there have been just some numbers out on the net imports into China, slightly down, but we've started to see a bit of pickup in the demand for kilo bars coming in. So I think China's returning. I mean, we just had a stock take, and when we do a stock take, we completely clear the factory out and we don't make any product. But once we started to come back on stream, yes, we've seen a bit of a pickup in demand from there. So China's continuing to buy, and I think they're in the market and they are providing that floor that we all sorely need.
Well, there is definitely somebody providing a floor, because long story short, gold just does not seem to want to fall below $1,700 U.S. An ounce. Gold, as we're recording right now, the live spot market is open. Gold is up about 70 cents on the ass side. It's 17.12.10. It's down a bit on the year, down only, however, 20 cents on the year. That's about 0.1%. So I would have to say, in my mind anyway, I'm pretty happy with the way the yellow metal is hanging up there. How do you guys feel about that?
No, we do. I think, this has been a hell of a bull market
over
the last decade. So to have a bit of a pause, I don't think is unreasonable, and it's probably quite healthy, really. You've got to look at it from the point of view of your average punter out there who don't understand gold. When they see things going parabolic and getting too volatile, that doesn't look good to them. But the nice, strong bull market with a bit of a correction, it gives an opportunity for people who've been thinking about gold and not too sure. When they see it sort of stabilizing and forming that sort of bottom and being a bit under the previous highs that it's made, I mean, for a person who hasn't bought gold before, it makes them a lot more comfortable to think, okay, well, maybe this is a good entry point and there's still some upside where it can breach those previous highs and go a bit further. So I don't think this sort of year that we've had, you know, it's been a bit frustrating, and certainly obviously for the equities it's been quite frustrating as well. But I don't think it's a negative. I think it's just something that that those who are invested in gold sort of have to live through, and it'll give us the base for the next move up.
You know, a couple of interesting comments. Number one, in the Wall Street Journal, I believe it was on the 7th. I may have that date wrong. But one of the writers for the Journal wrote what I thought was a very, very interesting article discussing how he, anyway, felt that the price of the gold stocks, you mentioned the gold stocks, he felt that the price of the gold stocks could very well increase rather dramatically in 2013. It's funny, I was in San Francisco. Actually, this came out in the Wall Street Journal, if I'm not mistaken. I've got the date right here, on December 7th, okay, the day that's going to live in infamy. But the writer said, you know, the name of the article was Gold Investing, Forget the Metal, and Focus on the Stocks, I should say. Brett Ardens wrote the article, and I thought that was interesting coming from a publication like the Wall Street Journal, because typically they're not real gold bugs.
I noticed on your website, kereport.com, that there was a commenter there talking about the ETFs and how the money that's in the ETFs has sort of affected the gold equities. And I think there's a point, I think that's a valid point to be made. I can't catch his name, actually. I can't find the comment right now. But I think as well, the ETFs have put pressure on the gold equities and the management there to get a bit more professional. And, before 10 years ago, they didn't have that competition from the ETFs, and maybe overall in the industry that could be a little bit more sort of slack in terms of capital management and dividends and that sort of thing. And I think the sort of underperformance is reflecting the fact that the management in the industry generally is now to say, okay, wait a minute, we've got a competitor in the ETFs. People can, if they just want gold exposure, they can buy the ETFs. So we've got to offer something different. And they've just got to step up to that and look about the dividend payout ratios. I saw an article on the news talking about from a guy called Baker Steel Capital Managers based in London and Sydney talking about gold miners paying out dividends in gold. Or paying them into gold as dividends as gold ETF shares, so returning actual gold back to investors. So those sorts of innovative ideas, I think, is what's needed to sort of rejuvenate some interest in the equities.
I'm not saying this because you happen to have the floor right now, because you're the guest and you're obviously involved with the Perth Mint. But I have to say, ETFs really, they don't hold a lot of sway for Big Al. I just, if I'm going to purchase gold, okay, I'm going to purchase gold. And if I'm going to purchase silver, I'm going to purchase silver. And, you know, we've done both of those things, in the past and continue to. I think the best, in terms of, you know, if you want to invest in the gold market vis-a-vis paper, because of the leverage involved, Bron, I got to tell you, I am firmly convinced that the equities that have fundamental value are the only way to go.
Well, certainly, look, I don't recommend ETFs for anything but short-term trading. And you kindly put up a link on your site to an article that I did and a follow-up article there, which, if you look at the structure of the ETFs, it's quite complex. I did a little diagram in the report comparing, you know, the counterparties involved in you holding gold or holding with a custodian versus buying it through the ETF. And there's just so many people involved in the ETF. And when I look at that, I think the more people involved, the more finger pointing that can occur if something happens. So if you're going to take on a bit of that sort of counterparty risk and all of that, you're probably better off doing it with a gold miner. So yes, I certainly do agree. I think holding gold directly, if you're wanting to get into a pure gold exposure, is the right thing to do. The ETFs are a short-term play, but I think in the long run, if you're looking for safety, if you're buying gold for purposes of safety, then you've got to sort of ask your question about how will the whole stock market system, the counterparties, the authorised participants, the custodian, the trustee, the sponsor of the fund, how are they all going to handle a real pressure in the financial markets in sort of crisis scenarios, and how will that investment hold up? And, you know, if you look at any of the legals, and there's been plenty of studies done on the legals of the ETFs and all the carve-outs and no responsibility type clauses in them. I don't need to go into that. I think most of your listeners would be aware of it. Now, there's a lot of risk in that, and it's fine if you just want to trade short-term, but if you're buying gold for safety reasons, it sort of counters it. And I made this comment a number of years ago. I thought it was quite funny that when the World Gold Council was putting together the ETFs, because we were sort of involved and talked with them in very early stages, they were absolutely obsessed. I can tell you, they're absolutely obsessed about the gold behind the ETFs being allocated. It had to be allocated. They wanted to take, because the World Gold Council is the trade body of the mining companies, they wanted to take physical off the market. They wanted to pull it off the market and cause the price to rise. That was the whole purpose of it. That was their focus. And yet when they released it, and I read through the legals, I thought, this is weird. You're obsessed about allocated metal, but you put this legal structure on top, which negates the whole point of having the safety of having physical allocated metal. It was bizarre.
As I said, I buy gold for one simple reason. I buy gold for a store of value. I buy gold, for lack of better terms, for insurance. I buy gold because I think it is far, in a way, the best asset that anybody can hold, you know. And I have to say the same for silver. My wife and I purchase gold and silver simply and take possession simply because if something really does happen, you know, if it hits the proverbial fan, I want to have something other than a piece of paper to light a cigar with. Tell us about your involvement with the Perth.
Well, Perth Mint, yes, we offer a whole range of products. We pretty much do anything that can be done with gold, we do. So coins, bars, we run a depository service. We do have our own listed product, which is a bit different to the others on the Australian Stock Exchange. So everything to do with gold we offer, and you just need to go to perthmint.com.au to see the range of stuff that we do.
Hey, Bron, I might ask you to stick around if you would. There was one subject I wanted to bring up that we didn't have time to get into, and that has to do with the institutional interest that you guys are seeing right now. in gold. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back for segment two of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Got Bron Sucecki with me again. You know, one thing that I wanted to chat about with Bron prior to having to take that break was the amount of institutional interest that is is coming on right now in terms of precious metals, specifically gold. Bron, you were saying that in the realm of the Perth Mint, you guys are seeing a lot of institutional interest in gold right now. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Sure, Al. Traditionally, the depository business that we've run, which got about $3.5 billion worth of precious metals that we store for people, has really been more of a private individual. So we've got client base that ranges from people with $5,000 up to $5 to $15 million sort of type range. And it's quite broad across that. It's not skewed in any one sort of area. So we've usually dealt with a lot of individuals, and we have a couple of sort of corporate accounts, if you want to call them that. But we've never really went after that business and focused more on the individuals. And what I've noticed in the last couple of years has been a lot more interest coming in from you know, the really high net wealth, they call them, but let's say someone that's looking to put in at least a couple of $1 million, you know, $5 to $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
We started to see a little bit of that interest, and I noticed that trend, and I thought, is this the start of the sort of smart money coming in? And I know a lot of people debate in the gold market about whether we're in a sort of a phase two, three, whether it's just about to blow off and that sort of thing. And I think, no, I'm starting to see a little bit more of this sort of bigger money coming through. And what tipped me over to that is that we've been recently contacted, and it seems to, you know, when it rains, it pours, contacted by a couple of sort of large names that your readers would know if I could mention them. But these are large banks coming in, particularly their private wealth divisions, looking to say, well, what can we do with the Perth Mint? And in discussions with them, it's really driven by their private wealth clients pushing to say, I want to have some gold allocation, which is what I found interesting. It's not so much the bank or the bank's private wealth division that said, hey, we should do gold and let's offer it to our customers. It's the customers that have been asking to say, we want to invest in gold. And at the moment, a lot of them are meeting that need with their investors by giving them an ETF and selling them an ETF. And I think they've realized the cost of holding the ETF and also the risks in the ETFs that we discussed in the previous segment. But they're now sort of looking out for other products and come across the Perth Mint and like the government guarantee and the sort of direct with the mint type feature of it. And so working with us to try and we're working currently to try and see whether we can put a product together for their clients. And the sort of money we're talking here is quite significant.
Yeah. You know, I find it really interesting that, you know, the average gold bug, and I use the word affectionately here, invests in gold because they want security, purely and simply. And paper products have shown, many paper products, I should say, have shown over the years that security just isn't there. And I'll just give you a couple of very recent examples. IMF Global, number one, and the deal with Bernie Madoff, number two. You know, and I think those things are just the tip of the iceberg. And you know, anybody who really wants security, I think, has to do what your large clients are doing. And I think the fact that you're witnessing more and more large money come into the Perth Mint, I think, is evidence of the fact that people really want security, Bron.
No, it is. The interesting thing about it is my sort of theory, discussing with some people internally, we're just sort of discussing what's driving this. And our possible one theory, which maybe people can discuss on your blog, is it that think about, you know, if you're a guy that's sitting on $50 million of investable wealth, you know, you believe in the system. You know, you believe very much in the system because that's what's generated your wealth. And we think that maybe what's happened is in 2008 we had a crisis. Governments entered into a whole lot of action. Let's not debate the effectiveness of those actions. But to conventional people who aren't they go, okay, well, you know, maybe the government can get us out of this. You know, so let's see what the government can do. You know, okay, and so they're waiting, and the government does something else, and it still seems to be stagnating a lot. And then there's another thing. And maybe what has happened is finally some of this high net wealth money has realized, wait a minute, the government actually can't fix this problem. They're not in control. They're lurching from one initiative to another initiative and nothing seems to be happening. And maybe this is that point where they're now switching and going, okay, I need to start protecting myself. You know, they're starting to lose faith maybe in the ability of central banks to centrally plan and centrally control this whole economy that we have. So it may be that's now starting that shift. And that's why I think that this is still phase two in the classic sort of stages of a bull and slash bubble market, where you have, you know, the early adopters, then you have the smart money, then you have the mass market money come in that does that, pushes that right off to the last sort of blow off top.
You know, it's interesting. One of my colleagues, a young man by the name of Corey Fleck, did an editorial with me last Tuesday. I'm sorry, talking about the money supply on an international basis, and he pointed out that basically all countries right now are printing like mad. The United States doesn't have a monopoly on that. The Chinese have been doing it. The exponential growth that's occurred in M2 in the Chinese economy is rather interesting. And you look at the other economies around the world. World, and the same thing is happening. Well, you know, you print more money for, in effect, the same amount of goods, and the value of that money just goes down the toilet. And that's when people want to have gold and silver.
Absolutely. I think there's a good point about that money flow. I think what a lot of gold advocates miss, however, sometimes, is that money, just because they print X amount of extra dollars or push this into the system, doesn't mean it's all going to go into gold. And what can happen is it can go into treasuries, it can go into real estate, it can go into all sorts of different. The flow flows differently. And what we see in the gold market in terms of the price going up and down and being weak and then sometimes surging is where that money is now shifting into it, gold, or shifting out or shifting to some other asset. So I think, yes, the money printing's there. There's not a direct correlation to the gold price because you've got sentiments and different views of people about, well, where am I going to put this excess liquidity that I have? And what we will see over time is a general shift in people's perception to go, wait a minute, these other asset classes aren't really as safe as I think they are, and we'll start to see just a continual general shift in towards precious metals.
Well, it's only been happening for thousands of years. It's only been written about in a book as important as the Bible, whether you're talking about the Old Testament or the New Testament. People talk about, you know, God's involvement with gold, etc. And, you know, it's pretty hard to change something that, the value, I should say, of something has been around for as long as it has. I have to tell you, I became a real believer. I mean, I've always been a believer of sorts, but in 1999 in the United States, when we had the tech bubble and I saw friends and neighbors lose 50-60% of their retirement income, I realized, you know what, Big Al's going to spend more and more time investing in gold and silver. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. If you want more information on the Perth Mint, all you have to do is click on the banner, which is on our website. Contact them. Braun or any of his colleagues, and I'm sure that they would be more than happy to speak with you about any way that they can help you in your desire to maintain sensibility in this insane world. Braun, thank you so much.
Thank you, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got Rick Ackerman with me right now. Rick is a technician, one of the best out there, and I think a lot of our listeners would agree with me based on the comments I get whenever we do some work with Rick. Rick, I got a question for you. The Fed came out on Wednesday and they talked about additional quantitative easing. Okay, we're going to buy the daylights out of whatever we need to buy the daylights out of because that's going to solve the problems of the world. I don't think you agree with that. I don't think that I do either, but you know, the reaction that gold had, for example, on Wednesday when the news came out, is initially in the futures market, gold was up $12, but then within half an hour on the spot market, gold was only up about $2. What are your thoughts on all of this?
Well, I think you can read the discrepancy here between gold and the broad averages. We've got stocks up moderately. Well, actually, gold's up moderately at this point, too. And ordinarily, you would think you'd get a real kind of risk-on pop here, that the notion of the Fed expanding its quantitative easing to include $45 billion of Treasury debt would be inflationary. But gold's not reading it that way at all. And I think part of it is that the gold is recognizing the fact that the Fed has shot its wad. I mean, it's any easing. There is no easing. We're already at zero. It's pretty obvious that all the easing to date has done almost nothing except create a dead cat bounce in housing. So gold is, I think, saying it exactly right. There's no, forget about trying to get inflation going here. It's not going to happen. We've got to shoot trillions just to get people buying, you know, just to get an uptick in housing. And I also think that the broad averages, the Dow's up about 60 points right now, that's kind of feeble too. So in you could say that the Fed's getting a little bit reckless, because whenever it goes out there with some announcement of this of stimulus, it's more and more recognized that there's no stimulus effect left. There's nothing they can do except sort of bide their time and hope we don't slip into recession, which I think we already have.
You know, I would have to say that I agree with your comment about a recession. I don't think there's really any question about it, but a couple of things that come to mind that perhaps would state just the opposite is the consumer confidence numbers that came out, not this past week, but the week before, showed that people are starting to get more confidence in a recovery, point number one. And point number two, the personal debt numbers that came out also indicated that people now aren't afraid to go in debt as they have been in the past. I mean, how does all of that relate in your mind?
I believe it's a dead cat bounce in confidence, and a dead, you know, it's funny. We set the terms of the discussion around, essentially a consumption oriented statistic, and the biggest uptick we've had, besides a small uptick in housing, is auto sales. And in a good economy, in a strong economy, you shouldn't even be talking about the consumption piece of it, you know, but when I see auto sales go up, all that means is that people are taking on more debt, and I don't think we even began to rebuild from the, you know, from the great financial crisis of a few years ago, that we did get some liquidity back in households, but a lot of it has gone into the essentially deflationary sinkhole of housing. You know, the Federal Reserve engineers mortgage rates down to 3%, and people refinance, but it's going to be on terms that essentially deplete their savings. They're basically taking every penny they can get their hands on to make it 20%, to get 20 or 25% equity in a home so they can do the refi at 3%. So that's definitely helped with cash flow, and I think that's a factor in higher consumer confidence numbers and even the the credit card debt.
Interesting times. You know, you talk about the fact that you believe that we're in a recession right now, and I very quickly agreed with your statement. You know, one of the reasons that I agree with that is I was just talking just last, I think it was last Wednesday or Thursday, with a neighbor who is on his way out of here, the neighborhood that we live in, and they're moving, and he met with one of the brokers up here to list their home, and the broker basically told our neighbor, he said, you can probably count on maybe two offers in the next 12 months. And, you know, our neighbor looked at him and said, really, is it that bad up here? And the broker said, it's absolutely that bad. You know, we're in a very, very nice neighborhood, but the fact of the matter is, it's going to take you upwards of a year potentially to sell anything you want to sell. We have a very affordable, nice little 3-bedroom condo that we've had on the market since last June, and we've had no offers. And that's in a 6-month period. So, you know, there are some really conflicting signs out there, Rick.
Yeah, and you're going to have some sort of uptick in housing when you get mortgage rates down to 3%. It just, but it is, I think, and it's freed up some cash because a lot of, or let's say cash flow, because people essentially have refinanced at much lower rates, and that would definitely contribute to some of the optimism that you see in the consumer confidence survey.
Yeah.
But I think in the long run, we've basically squandered quite a bit of easing muscle, on creating this blip in housing. And I really see it as a dead cat bounce. I don't think the second home market, the vacation home market, is anywhere near a bottom. And I think that, the overall housing market is only halfway there.
Well, you make an interesting point, you know, and that leads me to think that, you know, for those of us who are interested in diversification, you know, maybe a couple more bucks in real estate equity isn't such a bad idea. I know that second homes right now, whether regardless of the part of the country that I'm familiar with, whether it's the Coachella Valley down in California, or whether it's Arizona, whether it's Hawaii, what have you, generally speaking, the markets are very, very depressed in those areas. Second homes right now, typically in those areas, are going for 50 cents on the dollar. I mean, maybe if your time horizon is 6 to 10 years, maybe that's not a bad place to put a couple of bucks. What do you think about that?
I still think we're a long way from the bottom. And, it looks particularly bad in Colorado, where I live, for ski properties. And, they've come off quite a bit, and you can rent for a lot cheaper than you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, it raises a question of why anybody would want to buy a, two-bedroom, $700,000 condo in Vail. It works fine if you have 10 to 15% appreciation every year.
Right.
And maybe break even cash flow. But, when things go just a little bit negative, it's a real drag. And that's what we're seeing. But, the additional factor of poor weather here could really set things snowballing. It could crush the Colorado, vacation home market.
Got a minute left here, a minute and a half left here, Rick. What's your view of the potential of the equity sector vis-a-vis the gold mining stocks, silver mining stocks, et cetera, in 2013?
I think that we've got a floor under gold somewhere around 1,600, but there is no floor under equities. I do think that stocks hit a top, a bull market top in September, and that we're on our way down. I think we're in a secular bear right now. And that the defensive capabilities of bullion are going to be not only useful, gold's going to outperform stocks.
So you're not particularly bullish on the gold mining stocks and silver mining stocks. That's interesting. I know when we were down in San Francisco and we shot the video that you and Larry were gracious enough to take part in, most of the people down there felt that Katie barred the door in terms of 2010 and the equity sector. I got to tell you, I don't disagree with you very often, but in this case I have to. But I also have to be honest and say, is that something that I want because of my holdings, or is that something that that really is the case? Ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information on Rick Ackerman, here's what I want you to do. Go to our favorite sites section. You can learn all about Rick that you want. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Sean Broderick.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Got my buddy Sean Broderick with me. Sean is an old friend. He's involved with Weiss Research. Sean also wrote a book that I think everybody ought to take a look at. It's called, Sean, the name, The Ultimate Survival Guide, if I'm not mistaken. You sent me the book about 4 years ago. I thought it was really, really interesting. It's a very practical way, I think, to look at life in the United States right now. Real quick comment on that one.
Yeah, it was called The Ultimate Suburban Survivalist Guide, and actually came out 2 years ago, and you can still pick it up on, like, Amazon, and it's still a good guide today.
It's a really good book. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about right now. What we're talking about right now is what happened last Thursday. Basically, the U.S. stocks maintained their gain as the Fed announced more bond buying. Very, very interesting. There was an article, Fed expands asset buying, links rates to joblessness prices, etc. The gold market reacted immediately on Thursday. Futures went up $12 almost immediately after this particular announcement came out. I think it's going to be really, really good for gold and the gold-related stocks. Sean, what do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, because here's the thing. We already had QE Infinity. Now this is QE Infinity and beyond, because now they are going to start outright buying $45 billion in long-term treasuries per month, and that's not going to be sterilized. So that's in addition to the $40 billion a month that they're already buying. And they are going to do this until the unemployment rate drops below 6.5%. Of course, this is not a good way to actually boost employment. You know, it's kind of a roundabout way. It's a great way to actually boost asset prices, the price of things like silver and gold and like stuff like that. But even if it does boost employment, what we'll probably see is there are plenty of people who have been sitting on the sidelines not looking for work. If the jobless rate starts to go down, then those people start to look for work again, so the jobless rate will go up, and the Fed will keep printing. So this is really a recipe for expanded money printing, at least through next year. You know, the prices of hard assets should react quite positively, I believe.
Hyperinflation. You want to talk about what potential impact this could have on that?
Oh, well, you know me. I mean, we haven't seen anything yet, and that's why the Fed is quite willing to do this, because interest rates really seem stuck in the mud. Inflation really seems stuck in the mud right now. Now,
yeah.
This is the kind of thing that could lead to hyperinflation, we'll have to get to inflation first, and if we do, maybe Ben Bernanke will actually take his foot off the accelerator. I'm not worried about hyperinflation at this time. Obviously, the Fed isn't either. What they're more worried about is the fact that there's this malaise, and still, even after the election, President Obama and Republicans can't get their act together on what to do. We still have the fiscal cliff out there, or the fiscal slope of doom. It's not really a cliff. It's more of a gentle downward slope. But it'll really start to bite around the end of January, early February, around that time. That's when those things will really start to get their hooks into the economy. So I believe what the Fed's trying to do is just end run around that and get some money floating into the system just to keep things moving along. So even if the president and the Republicans can't work out a deal, they hope that they'll have enough extra liquidity floating around in the system to keep things rolling along.
Boy, I got to tell you, the old euphemism, kicking the can down the road, that's obviously what's going on here at this moment in time anyway. And I have to tell you, to me, that is absolutely no solution. And I think that the politicians, many of the politicians, are showing some incredible irresponsibility here on that one. Do you agree with that?
Oh, well, yes. But look, Adil, if you're in the House of Representatives long enough, when you leave that, you get paid and you get your medical coverage basically forever.
Right.
So, these guys have no incentive to be responsible. They don't really get a job review or anything.
Right.
And so, they're up there writing checks with the Earn My Checkbook. Now, there is good news, which as long as we're having a gloom fest, mm-hmm. Let's just speak about the good news. And the good news is that China really seems to be hitting a real bottom, really seems to be accelerating.
Right.
Just saw the International Energy Agency raise its projection for world oil demand thanks to increased growth in China. And, of course, China is one of the engines of the world, and it looks like they are really kind of looking toward internal growth this time, not so much Europe and the U.S., but trying to grow things internally. And so that's really good for the global economy as a whole. We might start selling a whole bunch more stuff to China, just because if they really start bringing things along, they might be importing more stuff. So it's not all bad news out there. And at least if you like higher asset prices, if you, say, have some, a gold and silver that you own and you're hoping to see the price of that go up, the news from the Fed is pretty inflationary for those assets, I would say. So it's really kind of a mixed bag right now.
A fellow by the name of Bron Cicek, he was on the show in the first and second segment. He's involved with the Perth Mint, and he mentioned a couple of things that kind of dovetail with what you're saying about gold and silver, and that was they are seeing increased buying from mainland China, and they're also seeing increased buying of note with large institutions around the world of gold and silver. So, his comment that I agree with completely is the smart money really knows where to go at this moment in time.
Absolutely. And in fact, there are just two things I have to point out real quick. One is everyone has really been moving out of stocks over the last month, especially since the election. Someone had to buy that stuff, and guess who it was? Big U.S. institutions. They have been moving into stocks because they see things look cheap now. They expect asset inflation, which is what we're getting from the Fed right now. So they know where they want to be really positioned for that. The other thing is one piece that was missing in the gold price puzzle was we did not see good sales of Eagle coins, either a gold Eagles or silver Eagles, up until the election in November. That's when sales of the Eagles really took off. That's really been one piece of the puzzle that has been missing. And you have to think the people who are now piling into those coins, into 1 ounce of gold coins, 1 ounce silver coins, see that there are things in place right now which will make those much more valuable over the next year. So we've had a long, tough road in the gold and silver markets. I think we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel. The stuff that gentleman was speaking about was one part of the puzzle. We are seeing big institutional buying all over the place. And now if the mom-and-pop investors start to come back, that's going to be good all around, I think.
I have to tell you, I was in San Francisco 3 or 4 weeks ago meeting with a lot of our colleagues at the Hard Asset Conference down there. And what I found to be really interesting is the level of I guess I'd use the word enthusiasm for the resource stock market in 2013 was significant.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I hope to get more of that myself when I'm up at the Cambridge House show next month. I will be one of the keynote speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be a good show. It always is. And if anyone is in Vancouver next month and they have a chance to come to that show, I'd be glad to see them there. Just pull me aside, speak to me. Always glad to speak to people who like listen to your show because they tend to be some of the smarter people out there, Al. I don't know how you attract that kind of audience.
Yeah.
They are pretty smart people.
Well, I have to tell you, it's a great show. I'll be speaking up there also. We'll be shooting some videos. We'll be doing an awful lot of radio up there, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there for sure. I want to recommend one thing, by the way, and that is, you know, Sean is a guy who I've traveled all over the world with him. We visited properties. We have attended similar shows. Just all in all, we've gotten to know each other and respect each other, and I have to tell you, he is definitely one of the good guys. Real quick, we got a minute left here. Sean, tell folks what you do at Weiss and how they can benefit from your work.
Well, sure. You can find me at the free website, uncommonwisdomdaily.com. Change is in the wings, as a matter of fact. I'll be spinning off into a new division soon, but for now you can find me there. And I have the small cap service, which is red hot global commodity stock, and I have a monthly newsletter, which is Global Resource Hunter, and that's the best way to find out what I do. We've had some great picks in there recently, things that have really been on fire, because this is a market that's rewarding certain areas, certain sectors quite nicely right now. And so I know many people who are listening to this show are like thinking, I'm sick of the market, I've been, you know, burned and all this stuff. This is actually a good time to get invested, I believe, because everyone's so sick of it. We're probably looking at a good year coming up, especially since Uncle Ben and the Fed seem willing to write checks from here to eternity. That is just going to inflate the asset prices all over the place. So just sitting on your money in the bank is probably not the right thing to do. It might be the right thing to do. I might be wrong. But the more logical course of action is if the Fed is inflating everything, you got to put that money to work.
Very definitely. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with the second hour of our weekend show.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWHEY.com.